Okay, then after Hurricane Norma, and Norma went, her junior and senior year in high school, she went to Superior Central, and it was, I'm not really sure of why, you know, why this came about. I know that she lived with Bill and Verna when she was going to school in Superior Central, but she was quite a popular young woman, and
so college, she left your family home, huh?
And when, well, she went to high school there, and then she was home for during the summer, of course, and during all holidays and so on. But I really am not sure if they felt that she. I think maybe Verna wanted a part-time babysitter too. I'm not sure what it was, although I'm sure that she got reimbursed for whatever babysitting she did with Bill and Verna. But anyhow, I think that part of her popularity was she was a big, she laughed, she still laughs a lot. I guess you're aware of that. And she was quite popular, and she had many boyfriends, and they would come flocking around. But then she wound up marrying Leo, who was, I guess you'd have to say he was a mechanical genius in a way. And what I remember of Leo, Norma's husband, is that during his high school years and beyond, they used to say that under his bed it was full of popular science magazines and popular mechanic magazines, and that's all he did was read and devour that sort of stuff. And was it, he did become, they became very wealthy through his knowledge of machinery and improving on equipment, and I guess some inventions too.
Mm-hmm.